stand. Everyone stand. Here you can hear the Solomon Criminal Court Division 3 of Shelby County is now for transaction of business pursuant to adjournment. All persons having business with this court drawn their evidence, we shall be heard. Everyone be seated, please.
He is representing at this time Mr. Charles Clifton Stevens, who has been in voluntary protective custody in the Shelby County Jail. Mr. Stevens is a material witness in the case against the state of Tennessee against James L. Ray, on which we held the arraignment this morning earlier. And since the case has been set for trial, and since Mr. Stevens is in voluntary protective custody, the state felt at this time, due to the reasons set out in this affidavit, which I have signed to present to the court, that the state requests the court to issue a material witness warrant or order committing Mr. Stevens to the Shelby County Jail until after he has testified in this matter, and requesting unless he will enter into a recognizance with sufficient security in the amount of $10,000. Reasons given in the affidavit, Your Honor, without reading the whole affidavit, which does state that Mr. Stevens is a material witness in this matter. The reasons are that Mr. Stevens might leave the state and not be available to testify in the trial of the cause, and that the facts to be testified to by Mr. Stevens are material to the prosecution of the cause and could be testified to by no one else. That for these and other reasons to be stated orally in open court, we ask for this attachment to issue as Mr. Stevens and place him in jail or until he enters into recognizance. The state feels, Your Honor, that amongst these other causes, which I state would be made openly in open court, that Mr. Stevens, I don't think there's any doubt Mr. Stevens has a drinking problem. I think he'd admit that. And some harm could come to Mr. Stevens due to his position in this case. Therefore, he could not be available, if something did happen to him, could not be available to testify as a material witness. That's just one of the other reasons, other than the fact that he could or might leave the state and not be available to testify.
Now, Mr. Stevens, stand up. Are you, Mr. Stanton represents you in this case? Talk to Mr. Stanton. You represent Ms. Portbuggy?
That's right, that's right.
You have the means to hire a lawyer?
No, sir.
Well, we want your lawyer rights to be protected, and Stan will have to get from you whatever you ever said to Stan.
Your Honor, please.
You said that you'd be seated, Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Stan. He's not a person to stay in jail for some reasonable time.
I wish that this case was broken.
I told him that I thought it would be probably wise. Really trying to protect him. I think that's true.
Well, I think this is something that we can't blame on anybody, but it's just a footnote in our times. Everyone in the world knows that Mr. Stevens is a material witness to this lawsuit.
I haven't had much experience with this, and I haven't had any recently, but we had a case some time ago, and I came to the conclusion that under a test, if this man didn't consent to this, the court would not require him to stay under a test. But he don't take an issue with that, and I'm hesitant about revising. In fact, I told him the facts. But I think that he's agreeable to staying in. Now, he's got a wife that's tuberculosis, I understand, in John Gaston Hospital, and he's got some property in a room that he's rented, and he may have to make contact with somebody to tend to that and also to keep informed about his wife.
Well, I think for his own security, I think his wife has to. I know in New York and elsewhere, they have statutes for protected custody. We don't have one in Tennessee, but I think this amounts to that. I would think that for his safety and for his security and well-being, it would be wise to...
He is a prisoner. Yeah.
I'd like to request the court that due to the situation with Mr. Stevens' wife, and with his apartment he has rented, and any any business he has to take care of which could not be taken care of in the jail, that the court might give permission at some reasonable times for business reasons or for personal reasons due to his wife's condition to maybe in the accompaniment of some officers or deputy sheriffs be allowed to leave the jail.
Well, I think that's only reasonable and I think humane to allow that. I'm sure that my savings makes it important. I'm not sure that that's intended to.
Yeah.
All right, so let the warrant be issued and there is a bond.
Well, Your Honor, there's the order. Order needs to be taken into custody by the sheriff is attached for your signature to this affidavit of mine, sort of like a fine, really. And I'll pass this to Your Honor.
Check that right.
Maybe we have to get this retyped, Your Honor.
Everyone stand. This Honorable Criminal Court Division 3 of Shelby County stand adjourned for further